I'm going to be reading from a book that's coming out in the spring, the title of which will be Flood. And begin by reading a poem which is one of my comparatively rare autobiographical poems. It comes from, dictated by, an early moral crisis in my life. When I was 11, I fell in love with twins. The poem is called Twins. It bears an epigraph from Marianne Moore, who wrote, "One may be a blameless bachelor, and it is but a step to Congreve." Twins. When I was 11 and they were 22, I fell in love with twins. That's how I thought of them, in sum. Five run-on syllables, Connie and Bonnie. They were so resolutely given as a pair, like father and mother. I never thought to prefer one. Warm in her matching bed, like half an English muffin in a toaster. Though Bonnie was blonde, lithe, wall-eyed, angular and fey, and Connie was brunette, shiny-eyed, and shy, as most true flirts describe themselves, over and over. And shouldn't love be an exclusive passion? To fall in love with twins made me unfaithful in advance. It made me paralyzed, or I made it. My love doubled forever into mathematical heaven, paralysis. Frocks rhyme, and names confuse, and the world is thicker with sad futures than lost pasts. And I, who hoarded names like marbles. How could I say what I knew? Indeed, how can I say it now? I knew the two meanings of cleave. I looked into those eyes I loved, too brown, too blue, and shut my own gray from any light but mine, and walked straight home and kissed my parents equally, and climbed my growing body's staircase to the very tip of sleep. Thank you. I guess I'm going to ask if you, in the event that you should like another poem enough to applaud it, to hold it to the end, because eventually there'll be one you won't applaud, and I'll be driven crazy wondering why you didn't like it.